The Ukrainian band Dacha Bracha calls it sound ethno-chaos. Over the past decade, this Ukrainian folk meets punk group has brought its music to audiences around the world. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiulkas caught up with them recently as they kicked off a U.S. tour just weeks after Russia invaded their country.
For years, Dacha Bracha has called themselves ambassadors of free Ukraine. Their shows have been punctuated with cries of stop Putin and no war. Now they hear those demands reflected and amplified around the world. This quartet's name means give, take in old Ukrainian, and that's exactly what they do. Cabaret, jazz, rock, and hip-hop are all part of the band's DNA. But they also explore all kinds of old Ukrainian folk styles, fed through the prism of the 21st century. Marko Halanevich, the group's only male musician, usually does the talking. During our conversation, the band's manager, Irina Gorban, interpreted. At the forefront of everyone's minds was the fact that this tour was happening in the midst of so much violence and heartache at home.
Well, of course, it's a big pain and it's a big tragedy for our country, and we feel it every moment. A lot of people in Ukraine and around the world, they tell us that our best possibility to be useful and helpful is to be on stage and to show people our culture, our music, and to tell our story and to tell the story of our country.
The band has a highly honed sense of showmanship. Dacha Bracha was born at an experimental theater in Kyiv. When they first hit the international scene about a decade ago, they wore unforgettable tall, angular hats and rich costumes that evoked an array of Ukrainian ethnic styles. Their music was fierce, exuberant, and understitched with humor. They were playful. But for this tour, the group had to take on a far more serious and urgent tone. The projected backdrops include videos of ravaged Ukraine. The comments from the stage are all about their country's plight. And there are collections at the door for a charity that aids Ukraine. Halanevich says the band hopes their audiences understand the need for that shift.
Usually, of course, we had fun on the stage and we have this humor, but not in this program. Every minute, people dying in your country. So it's really impossible to feel this joy of music. So that's why it's really complicated to find this balance between act of art and political expression, but we try to do it.
Part of the Russian propaganda message has been that Ukraine doesn't really exist as an independent nation with its own cultures, history, and language. But that is a big part of the reason for Dacha Bracha's existence. Maria Sonovitsky is an ethnomusicologist who teaches at Bard College in New York. She's written about Dacha Bracha extensively.
They show both that there is a very rich past in Ukraine, and they show this by bringing together a diversity of musical practices from different regions of Ukraine, from different ethnic groups within Ukraine. And they blend together these kind of fractured pasts into a beautiful whole that is not simple, and it can't be simply reduced down to a story of one nation that is occupied by one people, but instead suggests a vibrant, if imperfect, democracy.
Despite Dacha Bracha's ambivalence about touring under such complicated circumstances, Sonovitsky says it's still a channel for Americans to make a personal connection with Ukraine.
No Ukrainian musician that I know would say that their songs are going to stand up against a nuclear bomb. Nobody's delusional enough to say anything like that. But if we're fighting against what may be an attempted genocide, the entire erasure of Ukraine, then I think keeping this culture in the front of our minds, learning more about it, listening is essential.
As it turns out, the band had no reason to worry about the American audience's response. At the end of a recent show, the audience stood and some sang along as the band sang the Ukrainian national anthem. With that goal of connecting audiences to Ukraine, Dacha Bracha continues its U.S. tour this month and into May. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.